Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. I don't know, man. I have no idea anymore. Question my sanity. It's 7:10 and 54. Let's do your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
All righty, let's see here. What should we start with? How about this? If you got an extra $100 million lying around, maybe you do. You might be interested in a long-lost painting from Leonardo da Vinci that was found, and it will soon be up for auction. The painting, named Salvatore Mundi, was once lost from the world. Amazingly, it turned up in 1958 and sold for just $60. Oh, my God. It took until 2011 for art experts to figure out what exactly what they actually had, a genuine painting by Da Vinci himself, making it the greatest artistic rediscovery of the 21st century. Next month, it can be yours if you can scrape up the cash. $100 million for a painting. Okay, I'm not saying that these artists aren't talented, but some of the stuff, really, $100 million, that just seems silly. That seems foolish in my mind. But hey, if you got the money, you spend it however the hell you want. A new app called Nude takes your sexy pics off of your camera roll and puts them behind a password-protected vault. So if you got a lot of, donger pics or booby pics, this might be for you. Nude uses artificial intelligence to scan through your photos and pull out any sensitive images it can find. After storing it in the app behind a password, it deletes the image off your camera roll and gets rid of any iCloud, Flickr, Google backups. Here's what these people are doing. These people at Nude, this app, are just seeing all your nude pictures, man. It's the perfect crime. Well, let us help you store these on our app, on our server, and we'll just have all your naked pics now. Yeah, no thank you. I'm all for naked pictures. I don't do any because I don't trust technology. And I don't want to get all conspiracy theory on you, though. But, I mean, anybody can get it. I know my phone's always listening to me. Seriously, talk about something completely random one of these days, something you know you've never looked up, and I promise you there will be an ad for it either on, like, Amazon or on your Facebook. It's just what it is. It's the world we live in. So you better believe I'm not sending out any pictures of Little Brock because I don't need that out there in the world, okay? Okay? Unless it's a really good picture and I get the lighting right. Speaking of Little Brock, a company called Global Protection Corporation is shaking up the world of condoms by now offering them in 60 different sizes. That's right. The My One Perfect Fit line of condoms are available in a staggering 60 different sizes in combinations of 10 lengths and 9 circumferences. And to keep things as simple as possible for us men, the company provides a paper template called the Fit Kit that helps guys find the size that they need. This is all well and good, but I'm going to tell you the problem with this. Men are still going to buy the largest available condom. You know why? Because we're men, and we're trying to overcompensate for our junk. That's right. Do you really think there are that many Magnum dongers out there that justifies the amount of Magnum condoms sold? No, it's just guys who are like, oh yeah, I need the biggest condom available because I got a huge dong. No, it's us being stupid, okay? Okay, I've done it before. I'm not going to lie. I've gone up to the counter, especially when there's like a kind of hot chick behind the counter at the convenience store. Yeah, when I was younger. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to buy Magnum condoms. I'm going to show this girl what's up. I don't need Magnum condoms. Come on. No, most men don't. Maybe the porn stars, but that's it. So this is a good try, condom company, but it's still not going to work. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?